or on car insurance.
Hilarity for Monday morning, the 16th of May. We're halfway through the fifth month of 2011. The weather is awful all around the country. Not awful, horrible.
So how do we hear this morning?
Out of that, oh my God, it's terrible.
Rain coming later.
Yeah, the Midwest, all across from California, Northern California, the Northwest through the Upper Midwest through Northeast, just rain, and more rain. So how do we get that mindset away from your opportunity for success this Monday morning? You have to be in the now, and that means, you deal with the reality of the rain, and then you begin to think about, okay, what's it going to be like when there's no rain? That's how you think. The farmers who are just devastated in the Midwest, just awful. They're worried about crops being in the ground. I haven't really plowed anything significantly at all on my farm. Got to get the things in the ground. That's my goal, to get things in the ground. And I can't. One of the things that sometimes happens is you procrastinate. That's not the factor here, because there's action. We're ready for action. Problem is we can't take action because the weather gets in your way. So then what do? Any ideas? 800-510-8255. That's something I don't know how to overcome, frankly. A lot of other things, attitudinally, overcome things. How do you overcome the weather?
Ugh.
How do you deal with the situation as people have these flood waters that are so much a part of what people in communities all around Louisiana, especially Mississippi, having to deal with? The Army Corps of Engineers opens up those floodgates. So now there are 3 million acres of farmland that are underwater, 3 miles on either side of the Mississippi, where there isn't as much population. That was the determination. They had to make a determination. Do we wipe out the cities and towns along the river, or do we take action before the water gets there and flood out the farmland? And so the farmland lost 20 feet of water, 20 feet of water over the farmlands. Again, Mississippi River is 3 miles wide in some areas as you go down. The Morganza Spillway. Sounds like a wrestler, a lady wrestler. And ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce Morganza Spillway.
Okay.
Diverting millions of...
Sounds like a stripper. That's a stripper name.
The mighty Morganza Spillway out there.
Yeah. Like a German stripper.
Take
a
on,
German
right?
stripper,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
You will strip and you will like it.
Now, how's the other... how do you pronounce this? Acha Felaila?
Why just like that?
Yeah, exactly like that.
What are you reading?
I'm looking at the news. The basin where they're flooding this area so they can spare New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
Acha Felaila.
Yeah. So the thousands of square miles of Cajun country is inundated with water this morning instead of New Orleans being completely... This would wash... New Orleans after... This would be... Like, if not worse, to the hurricane, comparing...
I think it would go over the banks of the Mississippi down by the French Quarter.
Well,
that's pretty high up.
Here we are again with these idiots from the... This is the third time they've done this. They've rebuilt the levees the exact same way they were before, so they can't handle the water. Not that you're going to be able to handle all of this water, because you'd have to build a skyscraper around, you know, the equivalent of skyscraper levees around. Or not, that's exaggerating, six-story buildings, maybe. Mm-hmm. But you know, they do the same thing over and over. These things are all going to get wiped out. We're going to build them over again for the third time in, what, 10 or 12 years? And you and I are paying for it, this kind of stupidity.
But you can't let New Orleans drift away.
No, I'm not suggesting
it's
you
impossible.
Can.
But,
no.
but
you
impossible.
See, the problem is that the levees aren't built well enough, so we have the same conditions presenting themselves again.
And is it possible that they're not building the levees correctly so that they can break and somebody can make money in rebuilding them again and again?
Oh, man, that's
cynical. That's interesting conspiracy.
Yeah. Well, considering that Halliburton was in charge, it's not all that
hard to
imagine.
Imagine, yeah. Hmm. All right. Speaking of, this
still
is...
got those helicopters flying over your house.
Well, Richie, here's just something that I saw. I wonder what all of you feel about this. 800-510-8255. Documents released this weekend show that Eric Prince, who is the founder of Blackwater...
Uh-oh.
You know what Blackwater is?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. He has created a new sort of quasi-Blackwater team consisting of Colombian former drug...
cartel?
Well, not the cartel, but these are mercenaries. They're Colombian drug mercenaries.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're working in the United Arab Emirates. They've gone over... This is big secret stuff that's been released this weekend. These guys are posing as construction workers. Well, I mean, their cover's blown now because this is something that this is a WikiLeaks all. This has got WikiLeaks all over. Blackwater has been paid $529. Imagine the money in this. $529 million by the United Arab Emirates to try to keep the country from going through the same stuff that Syria and Libya and Egypt
They're private military for hire. And,
right. This guy's become a billionaire, Eric Prince, a billionaire.
Sure.
And his latest deal is a $529 million contract with the UAE. So he's living now in Abu Dhabi. And I guess it's bothering the government, our government,
that he's getting so big and building this massive private military institution.
Yep. Yeah.
And could one day possibly challenge
Who knows,
our military in that region?
You want to be somebody, Roberta's into the conspiratorial theories. Listen to that theory.
Mm-hmm. Let's say the United Arab Emirates were to become right now they're a friend of ours, so to speak. Say that one day we had to go in there and we end up fighting an American-based military company for the control of this United Arab Emirates.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. That's a 24 season, man.
No, you're right. It wouldn't be.
Well, remember, what was his name? Angelina Jolie's dad played that role on...
John Voight.
John Voight played that role
on
24.
That's exactly the role. He's Eric Prince. Yeah. And by the way, that's who that whole thing was patterned after, Blackwater. And what they're all about. How does this guy at 41 figure out how to do all of this? He's got to be pretty smart. And he's made the right contacts.
He created a service that is in large demand all around, not only by our military to support.
Yeah, we hire guys like this. That's the whole controversy
that's how they
of them
got built, is
being in Iraq.
Yeah, sure.
And is shooting Blackwater, innocent civilians, and then
they use Blackwater as security for construction teams when they went in to rebuild the schools and whatnot.
Yeah. The name even sounds evil.
They changed the name. Remember, it's not Blackwater anymore. It's something else now. No, remember they changed the name?
Yeah. I'm looking at the New York Times article refers to it as Blackwater.
Okay, let's see.
Anyway, the UAE is an autocracy. You know what an autocracy is?
It's run by cars.
Yeah, very good, Roberta. All right, let's see if you can figure out a definition of autocracy. 800-510-8255 for a swell prize, a little early on the 2020 news quiz, but that's all right because it'll be a good way for us to talk about this lucrative deal.
The guy, Eric Prince, is a former Navy SEAL.
Yeah, exactly. So what does that say? Does that mean all the guys in SEAL Team 6, Navy SEAL Team 6, can be able to be ambitious and start? There's another company, Richie, you're talking about, I know what you're talking about, Reflex Responses. That's the other company.
Well, no,
that replaced Blackwater. The same. It's run by him. It's just a different company.
It looks like they changed the name back in 2009 to Z XE.
Yeah. Well,
because Blackwater had such a bad rap,
still does, for good reason. 800-510-8255. So he's hiring Colombians that used to be mercenaries for the drug cartels.
Sure.
Hmm. They're soldiers. They'll fight, and they're happy to be fighters. I mean, this is the stuff that Defense Secretary Gates was talking about. in his 60 Minutes interview. We have so many people that are arming themselves, private, and these companies, these countries can't really train them like we train our SEALs and some of these others, so why fight it? You hire them. But what kind of dough is involved if he's getting $529 million up front? Up front.
Mm-hmm.
There's another subsidiary of Blackwater called Paravant, Richie. P-A-R-A-V-A-N-T.
Yeah.
Paravant. So, and there are, he's supposedly hired some African mercenaries who were training with the Somali pirates to work for him. Let's see, who else is involved in all? Well, I mean, I think you get the idea. There's a guy who was his second in command, Ricky Chambers, who was an FBI guy, now second in command. He's making what some people describe between $200,000 and $300,000 a month in the employ of Mr. Prince. There are also 40 veteran American, European, and South African commandos that are working in management positions. In other words, they're training these mercenaries from Colombia. Somebody's got to train them to do what they want them to do. So that's where these American, European, and South African commandos come in. So this whole thing, we tout these people, great American fighting machine, got bin Laden, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what happens to these guys when the day's all over and they have nothing to do?
They go out and make money.
They go work for these guys. You know, the what was that show that was on Mamet's show, the team? What was the name of that?
The A-Team.
No, not the A-Team.
That's what the A-Team was, though. Yeah, these former mercenaries.
Well, they were, but the one that President Palmer was the...
the unit.
The unit.
Yeah.
That's what the unit is.
They worked for the government.
Yeah.
They were former SEALs and stuff that working for the government.
Special ops operation for the government, yeah. Any women? I want to know if there are any women involved in this. Got to be some women soldiers in this someplace. Don't you think? Wouldn't there be a few? Why wouldn't there be?
Roberta Fasanelli.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to mess with her.
She's a soldier.
I'm a soldier.
510-8255. All right, we'll pause for a few moments here. Something that I thought you needed to know, and the way it came up was pretty interesting, actually. You sort of played right into my hands, Richie.
Unlike that sucker.
All right.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Bumblebee Solid White Tuna for 77 cents and L'Oreal Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
It's coming up on 21 past the hour. If you have pain, it's time for pain relief. Time to be pain-free. Go to drkenshow.com for your free sample of Salon Pause. That's drkenshow.com. Get yourself pain-free.
You you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com. Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
I don't know.
Did that music?
All of these shows. How many are there now? There's Voice.
There's The Voice, The X Factor. Coming up.
Right, American Idol. Country Star. Right,
America's
so last talent. Night. Country Music's the next superstar. Right, that summer show they have on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Country Music's next superstar featuring Last I Win. And Courtney, Roberta, Jennifer, you've been following this.
I have been. It's kind of
Wynn.
A fun show.
Here's Wynn.
Tell me I'm so stubborn they could hitch me to a plan.
This guy's hysterical.
Is this a joke or is this guy for real?
He's actually very for real. He's an accomplished songwriter.
Yeah.
But he's never done any of the singing himself, and he's not the best singer in the competition,
but
he has this stage presence, and he plays with the crowd a lot, and so he's still there all the time. Yeah. He keeps coming back.
Well, he made it through last night, whereas Courtney, who sings now for the judges, was eliminated. Does that sound bad if I say I think all the women sound the same?
I kind of like her. She sounds...
I don't like her.
Do you think she's boring or what?
Say again?
Do you think she's boring, sounds the same?
All these women, whether it's here... The only one who's any good is Elena. Of all of the women that I've heard sing on all of these shows, the only one that I've gotten enthused about this year is this woman, Elena, young woman.
Who's Elena?
Who's Elena?
She's the one who's
my daughter.
Finalist. No. Elena is the... On American Idol.
Mm-mm. You mean Lauren? Elena?
Yeah, that's right.
Elena.
I remember seeing Elena someplace.
All right.
I think she's got it. But I don't think that woman does. That girl. How old? Now, this guy, Wynn, is obviously older. What are the ages?
He's in his probably late 50s, and everybody else is in their 20s. Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'm for him.
He's funny, too. He's hysterical.
I'm for him. We'll
an amazing
how he's
songwriter.
Doing. Yeah, good for him.
Here for the older guy.
That's it.
That's right.
26 after. Bob, you agree with that, right? Here for the older guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm pushing 52.
You're not old. You're just middle-aged. We're all middle-aged here.
Yeah.
All right. So you have a thought on the 60 Minutes piece last night?
Yeah. Well, I just tuned in here. I'm getting ready to go to work. It's early up here in Alaska. But they were talking, you mentioned hypocrisy and some comments on 60 Minutes last night from this guy who was our ally back when we helped the Mujahideen run the Russians out of Afghanistan, and he was like Afghanistan's top spy, and he told the president of Pakistan 5 years ago that Osama was hiding 12 miles from where they found him, and you know, we've been giving money to this country that we call our ally, who turns around and gives it and funnels it back to people that kill our own soldiers. So is that what you mean by hypocrisy?
Yes. Yeah, that's a perfect example of it. We have way too many people who are way too pugnacious. We're getting a hold of way too much armament and ammunition. And most of it is American-made. And the only people who are making out here are the military-industrial people. Everybody else loses.
General Eisenhower, you know, I was just a young boy when he passed away, and I remember I was skating at a place in Fairbanks when they announced his death, but I remember those comments quite clearly, even though being a young boy, about the military-industrial complex.
Look out for it. And it isn't helped either by groups like this Blackwater and all of its subsidiaries. This guy's hired 800 Colombians. 800 Colombian mercenaries to go to the United Arab Emirates and keep the peace. And what that means is to keep anybody from stirring the pot like they have in other countries, so that the ruling family, and am I asking the question about the kind of government there, it's an autocracy, the family's in charge and they want to keep it that way. So they'll spend hundreds of millions of dollars to kill anybody who is going to say differently. That's sick. Bob, thanks for your call. 28 after the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Sony is slowly restarting the PlayStation Network and aims to have the entire network up by the end of the month. All users must download a security patch and choose a new password. Sony's taking the security breach seriously and offering customers up to $1 million in identity theft insurance. In other news, Amazon released a cheaper ad-supported version of the Kindle over a month ago, and it's already the site's bestseller. At $114, the special offers Kindle provides valuable coupons for downloadable content. The sale suggests that customers are willing to deal with relevant ads for a slight discount. And finally, have you ever downloaded a song with the program LimeWire? The peer-to-peer file-sharing service was forced to settle a lawsuit owing $105 million to record companies. LimeWire is still running and reminds customers not to upload or download copyrighted material. Yeah, that'll stop it. For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Got a roofing project on the schedule? Now there's more reason than ever to get your Owens Corning shingles at Lowe's. In addition to everyday low prices on a large selection of shingle styles and colors, Lowe's now offers you an extra 10% off when you buy 36 bundles or more of in-stock Owens Corning shingles. We've got roofing covered. Come to Lowe's today for all your roofing needs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Leg.
All right. What do you say to the people who are in the floodwater district? The news media is making it worse because they always make it worse. Oh, of course they are.
It's pretty bad, I think.
Yeah, but it's pretty bad.
No question. There's no question that it's bad.
It's the worst flood in history.
No, it isn't.
Well, it's just, not
recorded history.
Recorded history, exactly.
The worst. Right, and it's just a compilation. As Roberta and I were just going over the weather forecast, there isn't sunshine in my forecast in the Northeast until the week from Wednesday.
10 days. Of rain.
So, yeah.
And it feels like sunshine when Roberta comes to see you, though, Dougie.
It's going to be like homicidal in the Northeast.
Maybe. On second thought, Roberta, why don't you stay away?
People are going to be jabbing each other with their umbrellas.
Yeah.
Out of my way.
That's New York only. That's the New York way of handling. Have a nice day. All right. So here we are at 26 minutes before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Roberta does her Queen of Cheap first, then Jennifer will bring us up to date on some of the important television news. And Richie is at the controls in our studio.
She's the
so he can push this button.
The diva of dumpster time.
Get us connected.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
All right, so Roberta.
Yes.
We have lots of things that are
yes, we do.
Cooking.
We have a free shoot sample.
Lane Bryant, Netflix, much more.
Shoot!
Help yourself.
Free shoot! Color catcher sample. This is actually a fantastic product. I use it all the time. You stick it in the washing machine so you can put colors and whites together, and it absorbs any color that the color clothes might, like, leak out and, like, turn your underwear.
I wish I had this, like, 2 weeks ago.
Turn your underwear pink, right, and your, you know, your whites gray and bright.
I turn my favorite jeans kind of splotchy purple.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
If you try this, and they're going to give you a free sample, we have the link for you. Also, Arby's Market Fresh Grilled Chicken and Pecan Salad.
You're making
good.
Me hungry.
Right? You'll get one free when you buy a 22-ounce Pepsi beverage.
You don't like a chicken and pecan salad?
No, I don't like chicken anything anymore.
You don't like chicken?
Yeah, that's true.
It's terrible.
Even organic chicken?
Yeah. Well, once in a while, if you can find it's harder and harder to find that stuff.
I need organic chicken. Yeah, free-range organic chicken.
Yeah, where?
So
stuff.
Don't right. run to the Good Day site to get your coupon for the chicken and pecan salad.
No. Whole Foods right. has them, I think.
Yeah, or, run to, if you like Lane Bryant stuff.
In yeah, we place. Lane Bryant. We have $25 off a $75 purchase, so that's always kind of good. And this is the best deal of all because I'm doing this too. Free Netflix for a month. Now, this is really great if you're traveling this summer because you can get Netflix on your computer. So no matter where you go, you just plug into the internet
yeah.
or Wi-Fi, and
that.
Boom, there you are. You can see your favorite
boom.
Shows. You can you can do all your kids' favorite movies. It's just fabulous, and it's free for a month. Usually it's only 2 weeks, but mm-hmm. now they have it free for a month. So we have a link for you too
free.
For free
can
Netflix.
Can I ask a question about Netflix? Because
yes.
maybe you guys will know, and it's you're smart.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do the computer version of Netflix and the hard CDs, or do you just have to do one or the other?
No, you can do both.
You can do both.
You can at the same mm-hmm. time with the same
yep.
account?
Yes.
I love
yep.
it.
And all you have to do is just get the interface with your TV and just leave it kind of hanging and plug it into your computer.
Wii, yeah.
yeah.
But you can put it through a Wii, or
yeah.
you can do it through your computer.
Right.
So you don't need a Wii or an Xbox or any of that stuff to do it.
Perfect.
And actually, some of the DVD players now, I think, come with Netflix embedded, and so do some of the TVs. So you don't need anything special.
Why would anybody buy a DVD player anymore, or a DVD for that matter?
I know. It's kind of silly, isn't it?
Everything's online.
Well, same thing with CDs. Why would you buy a CD anymore and download everything?
I buy from Amazon.
Right. You know, you have it in your iTunes, and there you go.
That's exactly it.
No need to trek around stuff anymore.
I just give. Buying a DVD that, like, I mean, I still have the Sopranos box set I paid like $100 for.
Yeah.
And I'm like... Why?
Because really, how often are you going to watch it? Maybe once a year, and it takes up room?
If it's a show that you really, really love, I think it's okay to have the series. Like, I have all the I Love Lucy's. It's like number one.
La, 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 la.
But also, they're very smart now because they're putting the extra stuff on it. So especially for movies, you get the behind-the-scenes stuff and the commentaries and all
but
that
you know
that
what?
You won't get
like,
on Netflix.
For example, Doug, last night, you know what Sean and I will read a book when he goes to bed, but every now and then he wants to watch a video. And you know, so I take my iPhone and we go to YouTube and watch a video. And last night we were watching Dick Van Dyke do the songs from Mary Poppins. Because he learned the words supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yes.
So I said, that's a song. Did you know that? And he goes, no. So I showed him that one. Then we did Chim Chim Cheree.
Oh, cool.
And then
these things are available. They're outtakes.
So you go to YouTube and just the songs themselves are right there. And then we did Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Ah.
I love Dick Van Dyke, man.
Yeah,
he is great.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was listening to...
Is he still alive or did he die?
Yes, no,
he's still alive.
He's doing very well.
I was listening Saturday night. Charlotte and I were coming back from the farm down in Dudley. It was about 40 miles from me. We'd been working down there, and I had the classical music station on, which I'm more often now listening to.
You know, coming back from California, I was listening to a lot of classical music on the on the Virgin
American
thing.
And they have the Boston Pops. They have concerts every spring and into the summer. And every Saturday night they have these live shows that are on the radio. And it was show tunes and from The Sound of Music. The music from Sound of Music was part of what they were featuring. It was just great.
Mm.
And the people in the audience are all singing along. It really just...
But that's not classical
that.
Music.
No, but it is.
It's just a symphony playing.
But it's a symphony, right. But it's what it is, because the way it's presented, it sort of gets away.
Sure.
They can get away with it. But I could see them doing this sort of thing. Chim chim.
It was funny.
Chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim.
On Virgin America, they have the media player in your seat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, you know, you can do... So I was listening to Ben Harper and Hendrix and Bach.
Yeah, you can listen to that. The old Sky, what was the name of the thing that Delta had as a side airline that they try to run for a while?
I know what you're talking about.
But they have, they left the
Sun, no.
Sun,
no.
Out, whatever it was. They had, they had 80 planes, 80 757s. They put those screens in. So they left them when they converted them back to the regular Delta fleet.
Mm.
And they should have put them in everything because they're competing with JetBlue that has them. They're competing
Virgin America
with Virgin that has them.
You know, and it's so much more, it's so much better, and especially for long-haul flights. Like coming back from Hawaii, if you're in a window seat, you can't see the monitor very well. You kind of have to, like, scrunch.
And so unless you're sitting in America, if you sit up front, you have these, they have the little monitors. Actually, I kind of like those because you can pick and choose a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
They what?
I think on some American, they just hand you your own monitor.
Yeah, they have the first-class coast-to-coast flights. They have a little very expensive portable device that has Bose speakers. I think I know how to pronounce them.
Yeah, they're right.
It's a knockoff.
Yeah, exactly. So, and these are great because I get to choose lots of different TV shows. Like, I never get to see 30 Rock, and there are always three or four episodes.
Right.
There. I just sit and watch them, bing, bing, bing. Those things are very cool.
Virgin America's got it down, man.
Yeah, they
do a great job.
He gets it. Branson,
I mean,
gets it.
Being
Branson
able to
it.
Order your food and drinks.
And your drinks.
Like,
and your
I'm dying for something to drink, and you have to wait for them to bring the card up. No, on Virgin America, you just say, seat 8B,
right.
Bring me a Diet Coke now,
and
then boom, in 30 seconds, the guy's right there.
Bingo.
Or, you know, I want the cheese platter. Okay, boom, right there.
Yeah. All right, it says 18 before the hour. Jennifer's going to check the situation as far as television. Ashton Kutcher.
It's a day of mourning with all the announcements of our favorite TV shows getting canceled.
I don't know. We'll see which ones are or not.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also, a radio promotion by a radio station in Cincinnati has created quite a stir. As a matter of fact, think about this for a second. The radio station is the home of the Cincinnati Reds, has been forever, WLW, big radio station there. I remember when I was working in Cincinnati, it was the main competition. So the radio station did a promotion, and the Cardinals got very upset about it. It seems that Tony La Russa has shingles. And this is so, the WLW has been like this forever. They always push it to the limit. They're very, they were run by the guy who ran Clear Channel. Great radio guy, but they just sometimes go beyond the bounds of good taste. So the fans, have a respect. Most people, La Russa, Cardinals. People at the Cardinals said that, quote, we are disappointed with our rights partner, that would be WLW, would execute a contest and fail to consult us about it in advance so we could have prevented it from happening. So what they did, the argument here inside, this is the trade inside, does the partner outside party have veto power over what goes on the race? It would only if, they had it in their contract. So what they did, Tony La Russa has the shingles. So the station ran a promotion, and just it's the weird thing is that. I'll explain what the promotion
is. Everything okay?
I'm trying to put this in some respectful. Here's what the promotion said. This is the gist of it. Tony La Russa has shingles. So we want to give you a chance to win some La Russa shingles of your own. The Reds and the Cards are ready to give you a free roof job.
That's funny. They're going to give you shingles for shingles.
Right. It's not funny.
It is funny, but they're making
it's a horrible, painful thing,
funny.
But come on.
They're making a contest on a disease that the manager has. Yeah. Probably not appropriate.
No. Anybody agree or disagree with that? 800-510, that was...
Get a sense of humor. My gosh.
Okay, so Jennifer...
What if you had cancer?
You can recover from shingles. It's horrible and painful, but it's not like, cancer.
Yeah, okay, cancer. Cut that lawn.
That wouldn't be funny.
Cut those weeds out of your lawn like a cancer. We're going to give you free lawn service.
That wouldn't be fun. No, okay. Not funny.
Okay, so let's see if I can segue into a prostate spot now.
Your daily prostate show.
How's my... the people that are in the chat room want to know how my prostate is today.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Thank you very much. Got a good number, and had that digital rectal exam. What goes wrong or can go wrong with your prostate? What kind of problems? You've heard the story about benign prostatic hypoblastemia, or whatever they call it, BPH, and prostatitis, prostate problems. Most men in this country will have, or and not only in this country, around the world, will have prostate problems. The good thing is we are living a lot older. Bad thing is the older you get, the more likely you are to have a prostate problem. If you've not taken care of your prostate through your life, you're almost guaranteed of having a problem. American men take action. American women are taking action for the American men who aren't taking action by calling 800-607-7078. Take care of your prostate. If you have an unhealthy prostate, it affects your urine flow. You're getting up at night, not having a good night's rest, sleeping habits bad, because your prostate's not working right. this stuff, you start taking it, and you'll notice that you don't have to get up anymore in the middle of the night. Wow, it's almost a miracle. And your first bottle is free of Super Beta Prostate. Call 800-607-7078 right now while you're thinking about it. You're a new customer, right? Call in. Get your bottle of Beta Prostate free. Be smart. Get the bottle by calling 800-607-7078.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
The majority of women think splurging is overindulgent, and 83% think it's too expensive. But that's not so. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Celebrity mom and Dancing with the Stars co-host Brooke Burke has simple ways to splurge smartly every day without the guilt.
As a busy working mom of four, I'm always looking for smart ways to splurge on myself. I love adding a little cocoa powder to my morning coffee or showering with a great-smelling body wash like Suave Naturals Creamy Cocoa Butter and Shea Body Wash. It has moisturizing milk proteins that leave my skin soft and smelling amazing.
Make splurging possible every day and get silky smooth skin that smells delightfully fragrant with new Suave Naturals body washes and body lotions. Visit the Suave Beauty Facebook page for more tips and enter the contest for a chance to win one of 100,000 free products and an ultimate splurge trip to Hollywood. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Men. I've been around for a while now for Charlie Sheen's replacement on 2.5 Men. And from what the papers say, it could be Ashton Kutcher.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, why not?
You like that better?
Ashton Kutcher's really good with them.
You like that better than Rob Lowe? Who's the other guy, Gilman? There were three of them.
They talked about Stamos, Hugh
Grant.
Yeah,
John Stamos was mentioned there, too.
Yeah, I like Ashton
one of them.
Kutcher.
Yeah, Kutcher would be good.
Yeah, he can play that character, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
But there goes your shot.
I don't need that anymore. I got Dancing with the Stars.
I'd be great.
Which is the gossip. Dancing with the Stars asked for Reed, but he turned them down.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right, Charlie Sheen continuing to be an abalone person because he now is taking a shot at Ashton Kutcher. Not that
he really
anybody
did.
Really
he kind
cares.
Of, this weekend on Twitter, he said, good luck to you, you know, watch out, you're cool. He called, you know, he said, Ashton Kutcher, you're a cool guy, be careful, Chuck Lowry. Ugh. So he's still on the Chuck Lowry, I hate you bandwagon, but he didn't really get too mean with Ashton.
All right, so the cancellations.
All right, well, since we're talking about CBS, obviously we know that 2.5 Men will be back next season, but they did cancel Blank My Dad Says. Very sad news. The Defenders on its way out.
Defenders? What was the Defenders
what was
about?
That? The buzzer.
Oh, excuse me.
John. Defenders was Jim John. Belushi?
That was Jim Belushi
was
and Jerry O'Connell.
That was a good show. Yeah.
And Mad Love, which I really loved, with Jason Biggs, that is also out at CBS. But in is Two Broke Girls and Person of Interest, which is from J.J. Abrams. Do we have time to do NBC?
Yep, keep going.
All right. NBC has 12 new shows announced. Up
wow.
All Night, Whitney, Are You There, Vodka, It's Me, Chelsea from Chelsea.
What'd they
Handler.
Cancel?
They canceled Outsourced, The Event, and Law & Order Los Angeles.
No.
They canceled The Event?
Law & Order Los Angeles is a good show.
Oh, no. Really? They canceled The Event?
But The Celebrity Apprentice will be back, which makes me think maybe Donald Trump won't be President Trump next
week. Well, there are people who are saying that The Celebrity Apprentice would survive without Donald
Trump.
That's
a great show. And this season is so good. Oh.
Yeah, but Law & Order L.A., that's a good show.
It's out. It's done.
Yeah.
ABC canceled Brothers and Sisters, Mr. Sunshine, Detroit 187, No Ordinary Family, and Off the Map.
Detroit 187,
Detroit 187, your son's buddy.
Out.
Out to 60 grand a week, Gonzo.
Yeah. Sorry, DJ.
I got another one because he's one of those guys got into that cycle.
Now your son's gonna have to pay for his own happy hour drinks again.
Yeah, that could be the problem. All right, 51 past the hour. Thank you, Jennifer. You did a good job there.
Sure.
Actually, had a little time. 51 after on Good Day.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Michael Levine, who is the editor and I often say publisher, I guess he is. There's a publishing involved in the LCO Online office. They have a wonderful daily newsletter that you can access separately at lbnealert.com. The news of the day from today, for however and whatever the reason, Michael has his finger on the pulse, and a lot of the things that you would read in the eLert are things that you won't find anywhere else. They get in to this, and you get, you know, fascinating coverage of not just newsy stuff, but things that are kind of gossipy from Los Angeles or from the world of stardom. And because Michael is a PR expert known around the world as well, he's written a number of books that have done extraordinarily well. The whole idea of understanding PR and the guerrilla PR movement that you sort of started, it really is fascinating. I bet if you were to look back over your life, the life and times of Michael Levine, things have changed so drastically since the time, maybe even when you had Charlton Heston, let's say, as a client. What are the needs? What were the needs then versus what are the needs now? What are the tools that you want to use? You want to give us a 30-second treatise on that, Michael?
Well, my God, has the world changed. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I started a PR firm, there were no computers, there were no fax machines, there was no USA Today, there was no cell phones, and just the world has changed radically.
Yeah. And maybe it's best represented by the fact that I'm looking at some of the things that you've done this week. They've been basically blogs and vlogs, things that are online, people interviewing you, asking for your expertise in certain feels like people want to know about Schwarzenegger and Shriver. But instead of just doing regular television and regular radio, all these blogs and things that are part of how people make up their mind as to what they think is important.
Yeah, you know, Doug, as you know, I'm on television all the time. I'm on the Today Show or Good Morning America usually about once a week, and I do it all the time. But on the other hand, there's just so much interest in online stuff, blogs and videos and YouTubes and all kinds of things. So I have added that to the mix.
Well, when you look at the list this week, early on in the week, there was news that Arnold Schwarzenegger had been asked by Maria Shriver for a separation. They both maintain they love each other. Okay, right. So, I mean, everybody gets divorced, loves each other. Right. Or it seems sooner or later they say that. What happens? This guy has really, not an impeccable, he's been a philanderer and everybody knows that he is. How would he have kept that quiet while he was governor? Because that's one of the things Maria is uncomfortable with, his womanizing.
Well, that's the problem. We're living in a modern age in which nothing is able. Yeah. You're not able to keep anything private. You know, every single person you meet on the street, every person in 7-Eleven has a cell phone, and every cell phone can take a photo, and every photo can be put on the Internet. And so there is no privacy, none. And people, understandably, are having a hard time adopting to that. I am as well to some degree. But that's the reality of our life, where there is no privacy.
So what do these people do to put the best face forward? If you were either Maria's advisor or Arnold's advisor, what would you suggest to them that they do under the circumstances?
Well, the thing you don't want to do is get into a he said, she said kind of situation where your friends are speaking out and this person has a story in the newspaper one day and the next day the next person responds and so forth. There's a tremendous amount of pressure when you're as big a celebrity as they are.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll talk to anybody. They'll talk to your cab driver. They'll talk to anybody. And as James Carville, my friend James Carville, is very noted for saying, you give me $200 cash and take me to a trailer park, and I'll get you somebody to say anything.
Well, but it has no – what value does it have? I mean, people pick this stuff up. That's the problem with the news. It isn't the news anymore. It's all just gossip and word of mouth, and I mean, was it ever thus would be the question?
Yeah, I mean, it's you're absolutely right. However, it has real impact to hurt real people's lives. When you're, you know, if you're sitting at home and you see on the Internet that, you know, one of Maria's friends said this and then one of your friends said that, it becomes very difficult to keep
a lid on it.
Yeah,
a lid on it. Yep.
Yeah.
Michael Levine, who is the editor of the LBNEalert.com. Go there, check it out. You can find it actually at DougStephan.com as well. Michael Levine from LCO Online, Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles.
Plenty of attitude, but not heartless. This is the Doug Stephan Show.